Knight takes bishop. Pawn takes knight. Queen moves to... who could that be? What? Oh, it's you. Oh, sorry. I mean, it's you. My deepest apologies for being so impolite. How could I not recognize the future king of our nation? Let me shut the door gently behind you. Now, what brings you to my home today, Your Majesty? Fuck. Sorry, I just... I seriously can't say that with a straight face. I just can't imagine that the kid that used to copy my answers back in math class is going to be crowned king in a few days. I mean, I knew someday you would be, but it's still unbelievable. Here you are, about to become king. Not only that, you'll have to pick a queen soon at your coronation ball. Are you excited to be tied down for the rest of your life? Oh no, I don't think I'll be attending. Why aren't I going? Well, for starters, if I can avoid having to stuff myself into a ball gown, I will. I've never been one for parties, as you know, since we used to sneak out of them all the time together. Plus, the thought of having to watch you blindly pick a queen out of a sea of princesses sounds like a disaster, and I'd rather just wait until after the whole fiasco to hear about it. What an odd tradition, honestly. Anyways, did you just drop by to ask me that? You realize I would have answered much faster via pigeon, right? Like, you could just send the fucking bird and it'll give me the letter and you could have been like, hey, Allie, what's up? Are you coming to the ball? And I'd be like, no, in big letters with the ink, you know? No? Okay. Okay. I mean, if you want me to be there, I can be there. But trust me when I say that your father will not allow you to sneak away from your own coronation. Like, even though you're going to become king, he's still the king until he puts the crown on your head. So don't come running to me when you're trying to look for someone to sneak you out. Honestly, if I do come, I'll probably be too busy stuffing myself since there's no way in hell any of those princesses will be touching the food. Can't let it go to waste, you know? Oh my god, everyone at the castle works so fucking hard for that food, and then no one freaking eats it because none of these royals ever eat anything. Hey, are you alright? Sorry, I just went blabbering on, but you don't look so good. Here, come on, sit down at the table. Just ignore the chess game. Oh no, there's no one here. I'm playing against myself right now. Ugh, please don't give me that look. It's not my fault there's no one to play with. I mean, at least no one who's any good. Wait, what did you just say? Did you just say you'd play against me? Okay, obviously someone forgot what happened the last time we played. Wait, don't you remember? I opened with the Queen's Gambit and you fell right for it. I swear, you don't ever learn your lesson. I mean, how long have we been friends, And yet you still don't know how competitive I am? I invested you in almost everything. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, I even scored higher than you on our kingdom's history course back in college. And it's the history of your family's lineage. And yet I can remember facts about your great-grandfather better than you can. If anything, based solely on my ability to beat you, I should be crowned the queen of the nation. Too bad it's your birthright or whatever. But I think we both know if it was a competition... Trust me when I say I'd win it. Yeah, I would. Excuse me? Did you really just say what I thought you said? You seriously want to make that bet? That if I win, you'll make me queen at your coronation? Look, I don't even think that's possible. I'm not a princess, and I'm barely even a noble anymore. My house hasn't been faring very well. It's actually been pretty hard since the war. So, you realize you're making a terrible wager, right? I mean, this might actually be worse than when you fell for my queen sacrifice. And now you're the one sacrificing your chance for a queen by giving it to me, of all people. Yeah, you're practically giving me the title of queen right now because I won't lose. So, are you sure you want to make this bet? Seriously, no take backs. Just like in game, you touch the piece, you move it. So, are you gonna... I mean, I don't really get what's in it for you anyways. Like, what's the point of all this? Oh, you just want to play a game of chess. Yeah, okay, sure. Like, I believe you. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, at least wager, like, something. I could whoop your ass for free. I mean, you must want something from me, right? Oh, you want me to decide? Well, let me think. What can be weighted as much as earning the title of Queen of the Nation? No, nothing. What? Nothing. It's nothing. Don't give me that look. No, stop. Stop it. What was I thinking? Oh my god. Okay. If you are serious about crowning me queen, if I win, then if you win by some fucking fluke, I'll give you my virginity. Yeah. Yeah, I've never slept with anyone. What? I don't know. It's just... I mean... I always thought someday, like, I would have to be married into some kind of fucking higher noble family, so... I just never thought of, doing anything with anyone. Yeah. Wow, that sounds actually kind of depressing. Anyways. Yeah, it's like, wow. So, your husband's gonna be the only one who touches you, and, like, he might kind of suck because it's an arranged marriage. Oh. Sorry. It's just, you know, these nobles, they just fucking value virginity. Like, they just fucking value virgins more. So, and I don't really have much other value, given that my house is not really doing that well. So, yeah, I mean, but, yeah, I'd bet that. Yeah, I'd literally bet my last chance at marrying into a fucking rich-ass family. I'll bet it on this fucking chess match to be queen. So, I guess the stakes are pretty high, aren't they? All right, well, let me reset up this board then, and we'll play. What? No, it's nothing. Actually, I do have prospects to be married soon, so I guess you're not the only one getting tied down soon. Who is he? Oh, you know, fuck, I don't know, it's some fucking noble from, I think, his family has been in, like, the fishing industry or some shit. God. But he wants to marry me, of all people. Probably because he's, like, a few years older than me. I say a few, but, like, a lot, you know, but... It's just what happens, I guess. He probably had a wife before, and now no other noble girl wants him, so. Yeah. Let's play some chess. let's quit all this fucking talking, right? Okay, you know what? Let's let you pick. Alright, pick a hand. Any hand. Whichever hand. And you picked this hand, and it is black, so that means I go first. That kind of sucks for you, honestly, but, yeah. Why? Because everyone knows that the person who opens normally wins. I mean, it's the truth, it's just the way it works. Anyways, alright. First move. Oh my god, you... What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, huh? Oh, I mean, standard. All right. And then, yeah, I'm opening with another Queen's Gambit. What, you decided to fucking finally read chess rules, huh? It made sense, right? To just open with the Queen's Gambit since, you know. So, are you gonna fall for my trap this time, huh? Oh, you're not? Oh my god, you actually played a pretty decent move. Okay, so what if I move over, move my knight here? What if I move my knight here? Oh, and then you're gonna move. Okay. And then I'll do this. Oh. And then I'll move over here. Yeah. Oh man, we are really spreading across the board now, aren't we? When did you get so quick at chess, huh? And then, okay, move that pawn up. And then, okay, move her. What? No, I'm not doing anything. What do you mean? Okay, and then we're going to... What? Oh, nothing. It's, this just reminds me of one of your kids. I mean, it reminds me of me whooping you at chess, like, all the time. Yeah. Sorry, it's your move. Oh, you're thinking? Okay. What are you thinking about, huh? Yeah, I've made a couple of very interesting plays. What? When you were studying up on chess, you didn't look these up, huh? Yeah. It's a very odd combination of moves, but I'm sure you could figure something out. Whew, you're taking quite the long time. Okay. Why am I nervous? I guess I'm not nervous. Okay, maybe I'm a little nervous. I just realized the weight of this whole thing. I mean, I realize that once you become king, you can't just drop by my house whenever you want anymore. I mean, you technically can't be doing this anyways, but... I just thought about how, especially once you have a wife, that, I'm sure she wouldn't want you to see your best friend. Since, you know, conflict of interests, you know? You should be paying more attention to her. Oh my god, probably pop out a fucking kid in the next year or something. They all do. They always do. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm on the same boat, right? So. Are you gonna make your move or what? Because, there's a lot riding on this match right now. Alright. Interesting move. Wow, okay. Fuck. No, it's... I just realized something. You saw it too, huh? I think you fucking backed me in a corner. Shit. Wow. Yeah. Fuck, I didn't even see that you could do that. Yeah, it's over. No, I'm not even gonna try. I played through everything in my head. It's over. You beat me in 3 moves. No matter where I go to defend it, you'll have me inmate, so. Wow, I'm proud of you. To think you finally bested me at something. What? I wasn't distracted. No, I'm serious. I just left up something that I didn't see. And you saw it, so. All right, well, you won, so I put down my king. I resign. Good job. You can shake my hand. What are you doing? Wait, why are you leaning over to the... I know I bet that, but I just didn't think you were gonna dive right in, right away. Oh, you're not? You just wanted to kiss me? Well, damn. I guess I wanted to kiss you, too. Are we gonna talk about this? Fuck. I mean, you won fair and square, so I'll give you what you want. Don't look at me like that. Come on, don't. We both know that even if I had won, you couldn't have made me queen. I think your parents would have a fucking hissy fit. Plus, I mean, the tradition is you're supposed to blindfold yourself and then pick your soulmate out in the middle of the crowd, and there's no way you would have pointed at me. I mean, statistically, it would have been impossible, so... unless you just had really good aim. I don't even qualify because you have to be like a fucking princess and I'm not, so. But stop. No, I'm serious, stop, because it's starting to hurt. Yeah. Why? Because you're fucking stupid. That's why. Fuck. You're fucking stupid. Seriously, you, this whole time, in the how many years that we've known each other, you've never noticed the way I look at you? The way I always agreed to sneak away from any party to be with you? The way I let you always copy my answers to make sure that you stayed top of the class. Because how embarrassing would it be for a prince to fall behind? I mean, I kind of wish my smarts could get me somewhere, but really, you didn't know how much I loved you. Remember when, you made the exception to let me study with you? After all of our, primary school education went through, you were going up to learn with all of the well-endowed scholars, and I told you that I was going to go back and help my family with managing our lands. Because, well, even though I was smarter than you, it was never a woman's place, right? To be in higher education. But you made the exception for me. You fought for it. You screamed at your dad for it. The king. Oh my god. I almost can still hear his voice screaming at you back, saying that. How could he make this exception? And then I remember you told him. You said, Father,
She's remarkable. She has an intellect unlike any other person I've ever met. And she's even smarter than me. And if she is smarter than the man who is to be king, then she has the right to learn beside him. And that shut up your dad real quick. I don't think you realize I had heard everything, but you two were kind of screaming at each other, so I'm sure the whole castle heard. But it was at that moment that I realized just how much you meant to me, and how much those words really drove me to learn as much as I could, because I knew how hard you fought for that opportunity for me. So, thank you. I know I said thank you a million times back then, but seriously, I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for me. I guess this is the part where I tell you that I love you. That I've always loved you. That I didn't need a fucking stupid ass chess game to give you my virginity. I always wanted it to be you. I remember I thought to myself, if I can give myself to anyone, I would have picked you. Yeah. Yeah, if you put a blindfold over my eyes right now, I would... I mean, you're the only one here, so of course it would just land on you, right? Like, just... What, would you jump in front of my hand? I've heard that's what your mom did, right? At your dad's coronation. But... I would have picked you. I would have always picked you. But I think we both know that wasn't going to be possible, so why don't we just get this over with then? Yeah? I don't think I can handle, I don't think I can handle this pain in my chest any longer, so let's just... Here, I'll just get up. Okay. I'll go sit right here on the bed. Hey, thanks for joining me. First things first, I mean, I don't mean to be so emotional right now. Trust me. No. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Stop. Like, I'm serious. Don't. What do you mean? There's no way that you could love me. Why? Because I guess maybe in my head I had this thought that you loved me too. But I could never believe it, you know? Because I know how important it is for you to be king. How important it is for you to rule this kingdom. You can't toss that away for some meekly noble. You can't. I know I'm more than that. I know because you tell me. I know I'm smart. I know I'm savvy. I know I'm quick thinking. I know. But I don't have those years of training that those princesses do to be queen. I don't. And it wouldn't be fair to you for you to pick me. But you want to?
Why?
I don't even know if I could be queen. Those girls right there, those princesses, they were born to be queens. But you don't care, do you? All you care about is me. All you've ever wanted was me. Fuck.
I'm just thoroughly shocked,
that's all. No take backs. No take backs. Seriously. If you want to make this decision, if you touch this piece, you have to move it. Do you want to? Do you want to touch me? Oh my god, you're really doing this. Sorry, I mean, you've never really, we've never really been in this position where you were on top of me and I'm just looking up at you. This is really intense. Hi. I love you. Do you really think I'm acting all shy right now? Oh, fuck me. I know. Somehow, just being in bed with you just makes me all shy. Like, I just can't help it. This is more than I could have ever dreamed of. Can we just stay like this for a little bit? Actually, it's probably tiring out your arms right here. Just lay down next to me. Let me look at you. Let me just touch your face. Caress your cheek in the palm of my hand. God. What the hell do you think you're doing, pulling my waist closer to you? I don't think we've ever been this close. I mean, besides all those quick hugs, can I lean against your chest just for a moment? Thank you. God, your heart's beating really quick.
Yeah.
Is it because of me? Sorry, I really love you. It's so nice hearing you say it back. You mean everything to me. Truly.
Gosh, you're making me all blushy and shy. I can't handle this.
Have you ever been with anyone before? Oh, of course not, right? Because... Oh, wouldn't that girly just spread all the rumors about how the prince was so bad in the sack, right?
Sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of you. I can't help it. It's just the way I am, as you know.
Oh, and now you're getting back on top of me. Okay, I get it. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. You can take off my shirt. Okay.
Oh my god. Stop. Don't ogle me like that. It's embarrassing.
No one's ever seen me. I mean,
don't look at me like that. It's embarrassing. It's seriously embarrassing. Stop.
What? Yeah, I'm gonna cover myself up. Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. I'm not gonna move my arms away. I'm not. Don't do that. Mm-mm. No. Don't grab on my arm. I don't wanna move. Okay, fine. I'll move that. Okay, fine. There. My arms are on my sides now. Take a good long look. What? Did you really mean that? That this is the body you want to look at for the rest of your life? Sorry, I just... You're actually serious. You really do want to marry me. I mean, yeah, of course I'll marry you. I mean, why else would I be doing this right now? I want to be with you. Like I said, if I got the choice, it would be you. It would always be you. What? No, I just... No one's ever really kissed my neck like that before. Oh, or kiss lower than that. What do you think you're doing? Okay. Okay, I guess you can kiss me there too. Okay. Oh no, I'm way too shy for this. Stop. I know, I don't know why I'm all perked up right now. I don't. Yeah, your mouth feels really good around me. It feels really good. Oh, are you kissing lower now? Oh, okay, down my belly, okay. Where do you think you're going? You're just gonna lift up my skirt, aren't you? Or you're gonna pull it off. Oh, okay. Oh, now I feel really exposed. Mostly because women's undergarments kind of look kind of weird, right? Oh, they look kind of weird, so you want to take them off. Okay, you're just gonna take them off. Okay, yeah, that's fine, that's fine. I mean, now I'm completely naked. Do you want to join in on the fun? Yeah, okay, yeah, I can take off your shirt, yeah. Okay. Oh, the buttons go the other way, alright. Sorry. Okay. There you go. Yeah, let's just take this shirt off. Oh. Oh, now I'm looking at you, and now you're not wearing a shirt. I mean, yeah, I know, I put my hand over my eyes, it just... I mean, I've seen you shirtless before, but it just, it feels like a new sight every time, I swear. Oh, and now you're taking off your pants. Okay, I really can't. Oh my gosh. You're really... Wow. No, I've really never seen you completely naked before. Though I guess you've never seen me completely naked before either, right? It's the first time for everything. Okay, yeah. Oh, what are you doing? Going in between my legs like that. Okay. Okay. Yeah, you can kiss my thighs, yeah. Yeah, what are you? Where are you putting your mouth? Why are you kissing there? Can you even kiss there? I don't know. Have I ever touched myself? I mean, maybe a little, but it feels very different than what you're doing right now. What are you doing? So Is that your tongue? What are you doing? Oh, I didn't even know you could feel like this. What, you read this in like a book or something? I mean, yeah, I guess. What are you doing? What are you doing, and why does it feel so good? It feels really intense. Oh, no, no, no. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. What? Oh, no. You can't do that to me. You can't. You can't ask me to want it. Okay, please. Please keep going. Please keep going. Please. I want you to keep going. Please. Thank you. This way before. What is this feeling? It's building up inside of me. What is this feeling? Oh, what is stop. What is this feeling? It's so intense. It's so intense. It's still going through me. What? It's called an orgasm? Well, do you get them? I'm sorry, I didn't really study this stuff. Oh, you get them all the time? How? Oh, you just... Oh, is that why you're hard right now? You get them from stroking yourself? Like that? Nothing, it's just... You look really good doing that. Are you gonna do what I think you're gonna do now? Okay. Oh, you're leaning in. Okay, so I guess you are doing. Okay. You're not putting it in. You're just putting your finger in. Have I done this before? Yeah, I once, but I just... I feel so different when someone else is doing it to me. Yeah. It feels good, yeah. It feels good when you move back and forth like that, yeah. I think I'm ready. I don't want to wait any longer. I want you inside of me. Please. Please. Okay. It feels kind of good when you rub it back and forth like that. Okay. I'm ready. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm wet enough, I think. Yeah, you made me wet enough. Okay. Kiss me. Can I hold on to you? Okay, thank you. You're throbbing inside of me. What does it feel like? I mean, it feels really tight. Though I bet it feels really tight for you too, right? It feels really strange. Oh, you're gonna start moving. Okay. Just slowly, okay? Slowly, slowly, slowly. Okay. 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 Yeah. It's starting to feel good. Yeah, just move back and forth like that. It feels so good. It feels so good having you inside of me. Oh, you're so fucking hot. You're really, really handsome. And looking at you like this, looking at me, this is more than anything I could have ever dreamed of. Oh, you're going a little fast here. Oh, fuck. That feeling's building up again. Yeah. It feels really good. It feels really good. Keep going. Keep going. It feels really good for you too. Oh, good. Good. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I love you. I love you. I love you. I do. What does that mean? Are you going to orgasm too? Okay. I think I am too. Oh, you want us to do it together? Okay, you tell me when. You tell me when. Oh, you want me to tell you when? Fuck. I'm really close. I'm really close. I'm really close again. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. I'm right there. I'm right there. Yes, yes. I'm gonna. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, what is that? Oh, you're filling me up. Oh, it feels really good. It's really warm. Oh, that's good. Oh, it's kind of dripping outside of me. Yeah, yeah, you could just collapse on me. Wow, that felt really good. Oh, okay, yeah, you can pull out of me now. Is it bad to say? It kind of feels empty without you. Yeah, I'll snuggle up with you, yeah. I could fall right asleep right now. I really could. It's just so warm and comforting in your arms. Yeah. Can we stay like this for a bit before you have to go? What do you mean you're taking me back with you? What? You want to marry me right away? Don't you want to wait until your coronation ball? You haven't even been crowned king yet. Well, I guess you're right. If you get married before your coronation, then you don't need to pick a queen there. Because you'll already have one.
Come here.
I love you. I love you. I love you so much. And I'm so happy you love me too. And I can't believe you want me to be your queen. I mean, yeah, this is definitely better than any chess match I've ever played. This was definitely unexpected. I didn't really think losing a chess match to you would result in me becoming your queen, of all things. Speaking of which, how about a rematch? This time I won't let you win that easy. Even though you ended up winning the game and my heart.